a new episode. Don't really know if you listened to the first one, if you watched the first one. Another episode of Coffee Time with me. I'm whoever you want me to be. I could be the voice in your ear that's telling you not to do something. I could be the person that you know. I could be the person that you despise. But in any case, it's coffee time with me. On the last episode, we were talking about starting over. On this episode, the topic is renewed. Like I always do with these episodes, I always define the topic. I use the Merriam-Webster dictionary. So this topic, renew, it's a verb. Transitive verb, to make like new, restore to freshness, vigor, or perfection. As we renew our strength in sleep. And there's quite a few definitions, and I'm going to go through all of them. To make new spiritually, regenerate. To restore to existence, revive. To make extensive changes in, rebuild. To do again, repeat. To begin again, resume. Replace, replenish. Renew water in a tank. To grant or obtain an extension of or on, renew a license. To grant or obtain an extension on the loan of, renew a library book. Intransitive verb, to become new or as new, to begin again, resume. To make a renewal as of a lease, renewer, a noun. I like in the intransitive verb definition, to begin again, resume, right? And then the first definition, to make like new, restore to freshness, vigor, or perfection. So, the first episode was starting over. Second episode is renew. So why did I decide to make this episode renew? Because like when we wake up, right? We go to sleep, we're tired, we wake up, we're refreshed, we're revitalized, re-energized, or some may say if you're starting over, you're energized. I get to start fresh. What happens when you play a video game and you die? You start over. I'm gonna restart from a new from this save point I had. And that's very important because in this journey that I've been on of just bettering myself, I was talking to my wife recently and I said, you know, previously I would have selfish actions. And what I mean is I would put content creation first and then our stability as a family, our health and welfare second. And that was a detriment to us. You know, debt climbs up, we lose things, just times are hard. You fast forward to now, and the health and welfare of my family is the number one thing. Nothing else matters. It doesn't matter if I'm liked on social media. It doesn't matter if I've created new content. No, what matters is, do I have a job? Do I have a career that can bring in the finances we need to not only sustain ourselves, but to improve our lives? Can I get the things that my kids want without having to give them an excuse. And that excuse is no good when they see a lack of action. But if I'm taking action, if I'm out there pursuing a job, I got this line of work, we still got money in savings, we still got, I still am pursuing this other job, I'm waiting on, you know, that to continue, to get to the point where, bam, I'm hired on. If I'm doing all those things, then I'm renewing us. I'm renewing myself. And in doing that, I get to make like new this content that I used to bring to people to build them up, to give them the same energy to do the same things. To renew, to begin again, resume. And that's kind of like what this season of Coffee Time is. It's to begin again, to resume something that I was doing before previously because I wanted to. I wanted to help people because it helped me, right? But there was a point in time where I could not do that. I didn't have any desire to do that. And it was because I didn't feel renewed. I didn't feel fresh. I wasn't full of vigor. We strive for perfection, but we are not. We're not God. We're not holy. We're not whole. We have imperfections. We have flaws. We are born into sin. So by that measure, all I can do is strive for perfection. But I will never be perfect. But in those moments previously, I didn't have any desire to try to do that. I was playing victim. My selfishness was the key to the excuses. Oh, well, they just don't want to hire me because of this. Oh, I don't want to do that because I'm looking for something better. Or I deserve this because these people don't know what they're doing. None of that mattered. I think I got to sit about right here so that it's clear. Yeah. I was looking at my camera, trying to make sure that it was clear. But in traveling the road that I've traveled over the last 8 months, and I won't get into details of it, but in traveling the road I've traveled for the last 8 months, I've gotten to a place where I'm not in the best position I'd like to be in, but I'm in a much better position than I was in. Even when I had finances coming in and there was no financial concerns, I didn't feel a sense of security. No puns intended. Now I don't feel that way. You know, I feel a sense of security. I feel that while things are taking longer than I'd like them, they're still moving in the right direction. In addition to that, you know, you always have a plan, but then what is your secondary plan? What is your tertiary plan? Contingency plans. I have all these contingency plans in motion, which are allowing me to renew myself. And in renewing myself, renewing my spirit, renewing my energy, I'm able to restore to freshness. What do they say? Leveling up. I don't think I've leveled up yet, but it's like when you're grinding your character, you're building up all them stats, you're getting all them skill points, and then at a certain point, I'm able to cash in all my skill points, and my character just leveled up, son. That's what we're gonna do, but it takes time, you know. And I say that, like, when you go through life, when you go through your day to day, you got choices. You can make the choice of continuing to walk down the same path you've been walking down. You know the same outcomes, and there may be some solace in that. There may be some peace in that. There may be some renewal in that. But if your conscience tells you, or anything inside of you tells you, we could try something different, why don't we do this? That's the opportunity to renew yourself. I see a lot of people in the content creator world that will do the same thing for years. The same thing for years and expect the same outcome. And they get nowhere. But they feel like they have to hold on to that grip of control that they think they have, the illusion of control that they have. I'm controlling this interaction with people, which is making me feel connected. It's giving me this sense of connectivity. Okay, but if you turn off your camera, if you turn off your videos, and that connectivity, that illusion of control that you think you have is no longer there, how have you renewed yourself? How have you created any sense of vigor or strived for perfection? How have you grown? If you haven't, stop the insanity. Do something different. Find something different to do. But people do what they want to do, you know. I mean, I used to, there's a part of me that still holds on to that too, though. I can understand it. Like, there's a part of me that wants to bring back the old retro lag moniker and jump back into the streaming world and rebuild. And because it is fun at its core when that's what you're doing and you're connecting with people, you're talking to them on the daily basis, you're just sharing jokes and conversations and relatable experiences through gaming or music or crafts or conversation, whatever it is, that fills that void, that emptiness. So in a sense, it restores that freshness. So I understand. I can see it both ways. I can see it how it can be a detriment to your health, to your existence, but I can also see it as something that renews you, that builds you up, that allows you to start again. So I think that's why creators restart themselves. But if there's no focus with it, if there's no drive, like anything, it's going to be mediocre at best. It's going to be an afterthought when the plague of the trials and tribulations of the world are at your front door and it's all you're paying attention to. Today's the 20th. I'm 20 days in, no social media. And I will admit this. I'm not actively scrolling. I'm not actively commenting. I don't go to people's profiles. But I do on my computer, because all of my apps are deleted on my phone. I do on my computer. I'll open an app or a website and I just go to my notifications to see certain, like, okay, there's a notification on this app. Is this relative to me? Or is this just a, hey, this person posted this kind of thing. Close it. Then I'd kind of do the same thing like on the other app. I'll open it, look at the first two posts, won't scroll, and I just kind of see to gauge. I'm gauging what the interactions are. And it's a lot of the same stuff. It's a lot of the same commentary. Like, there's no growth in it. But I also think that it's, I think it's stuff that's thrown out to create the engagement. I see a person post something. Part of it is a vent and a form of expressing themselves. But another part of it is seeking to create the engagement. Hey, do you see this? I want to reach out to the people that, you know, that connect with me. I'm expressing myself. Maybe somebody else feels the same way and they engage. So I think it's worth noting that it can be healthy to interact and not to just create a complaint session, but to communicate. So there is some benefit to it. But I can also say that I'm much happier not being on social media. I see people get on there and say, I've seen people get on there and say, I don't use this thing all the time. I'm not commenting on nothing. But you probably are on there every day saying that. Every other day saying that. That's not the definition of that. It's not how you would define that. If I say I'm taking a break from social media and I'm not coming back for 30 days, I'm not coming back for 30 days. I'm not responding to nobody. I'm not commenting to nobody. Because why? Because I need to create the separation in order to be able to define the metrics I'm establishing. So if my metric that I'm stating is I don't even post a lot on here, you can literally see that. Man, homie, don't be posting on here. Yeah. Because why? Because I see how unhealthy that stuff is. So how is this relative to renewal? Well, if you continue to do the same thing, are you making yourself like new? Are you restoring to freshness? Or are you just doing again, repeating? So maybe you are renewing yourself. You're renewing the trash. Like, in all seriousness, like, let's say, here's how I'll put it. I'll use myself as the example. Let's say I decided to continue the unfiltered podcast. And that podcast was full of toxicity and vitriol, baby. And it is what it is. It was uncut, raw, giving it to you. You want the beef? I'm gonna give you the beef. Pause. And then in conjunction with that, I just spew all that animosity, aggressiveness, abrasiveness, toxicity, vitriol on socials. The only thing I'm renewing is that sense of frustration, anger, vitriol, despise towards people, and it will be reciprocated back to me. That's all I'm renewing. Is that giving me freshness? Maybe. But if I was a betting man, I would say, no, it's not. It might initially, but not to the degree of just accepting humbleness and humility and understanding and empathy. I think if I lead with those things and I push coffee time, I take breaks off socials, I interact cordially, I vent frustrations, but in an understandable way, I think what will be reciprocated back is a sense of renewal from people, which will help restore my freshness. If I was a betting man, that's what I'd bet. But I'm not a betting man, you know? So I say, when you want to renew yourself, like, how do I renew myself? The way I renew myself is through sleep, through love and interaction with my family, conversations with my family, spiritual guidance through scripture, sermons from pastors, educational, informative, and entertaining podcasts and audiobooks, and the pursuit of hard work. You know, trying to find the career that I'm actually happy in is hard work. But I'd much rather be doing that hard work in order to get the career established to do that work. I'd rather be doing that than sitting idly in my studio but not feeling like I did anything. But even this, creating this content, I mean, there's so many things that I work on that people just don't realize that it's hard work in itself, but it doesn't have the same measurement of renewal the way hard work and a career and making money does for my family. Because after 20 years in the military, I can say I would much rather be a soldier that is sucking than working a dead-end job that's barely making any money. Because why? Because I got benefits. I got a paycheck on the 1st and the 15th. My cost of living is where I want it. I'm able to get the things that I want. I'm living abundant, but I'm living fruitful. And then if I can combine that with spiritual renewal, renewal from my family, love and empathy, and then I'm able to focus on hobbies, what more could you ask for in life? So that's just how I try to renew myself, those little things. But you know, to each his own, man. Each person has to find what helps them grow. Hopefully this helps you. Hopefully it sparks some thought. And at the end of the day, hopefully you can walk away feeling restored to freshness. You restore your existence. You make like new. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Until the next one, y'all. Peace.